Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you will, turn up your radio. This is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And up, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's the motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Damn.
Number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at Dollhouse Radio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Hey, this is Chanel Hart, and you're listening to Hot Sugar Tea.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to
Hey,
an
this
episode.
Is Chanel Hart, and you're listening to Hot Sugar Tea.
Yes, thank you, Chanel. Hello, everybody. This is welcome to an all-new episode of Hot Sugar Tea. This is your boy, Ralph. We're here on this Friday, the 15th of November. We're going to do an abbreviated show today. The reason for it is that myself and our illustrious host, India, we are still not feeling well. I don't know. Excuse me. I don't know where some of you live in the country, but particularly where I am, in the northeastern part of the country, we are hit with a severe cold snap. And it has really messed my head up with my throat and my nose and my chest, and I'm just a hot mess right now. So we're going to do a shorter show tonight than what we usually do. I'm probably going to keep it to about an hour, because that's about how long it's going to be before my voice actually dies out. So, well, first and foremost, a good evening to everybody. Thank you all for listening that are live. Thank you all that are going to listen later on in our rebroadcast. Thank you all that have heard about the show and started to tune in. We truly, truly appreciate it. I know you have other things to do on your Friday nights, and it is definitely an honor and privilege that you let us come into your homes and you ride out with us for 2 hours. And we try to put on hot shows for you. And believe me, if there is someone that you would like to come onto this show or a topic that you would like to discuss, you can always hit us up on our social medias. India's is Sexy India. Mine's is Porn Voyeur. And, you know, definitely call us live at 646-595-4038. You can hit us at any time you want to. And let us know what you would like to have on or who you'd like to have on the show, because the show is about you. It's not about us. It's about you guys, you men and women out there who would like to hear from your favorite porn star that you haven't heard from a while. You'd like to discuss some things. That's what we're here for. excuse me. Not very much has been happening in the world of pornography or the adult movie business the last week or so. And before I even start the show, first I'd like to say thank you, because last week we were not live due to the fact that I was at an event. I was at a friend of mine, Demetrius Angelo, his annual event, the Urban Action Expo in New York City. Thank you for inviting me out. It was a blast, as always. It was a really great time. I met some really great martial artists, but the highlight of the entire weekend was, and if any of you listeners out there that follow the martial arts field, you would know some of these names, but actor Michael Jai White, who you may have seen in such films as Black Dynamite, The Dark Knight. He's got such a diverse Universal Soldier to Blood and Bones. He was anointed the title of Black Dragon. It was how it has passed on to him by the four current martial art dragons. And those that say, well, who are they? Let me tell you, the original Black Dragon is Ron Van Cleef. The second one is Tymok, that was the star of the film The Last Dragon. He is known as The Last Dragon. Ron Van Cleef is the original Black Dragon. Then you also have the Lady Dragon, who is Cynthia Rothrock. And then you have Don the Dragon Wilson. But he was anointed in front of a ceremony witnessed by a large spectator, a mix of martial artists, instructors, grandmasters, shidoshis. He was anointed the title of the new Black Dragon. And Michael Jai White was truly honored that he was anointed that, and he promised to live up to all that comes with that title. Michael Jai White has got some good things coming in the mix. While I'm thinking about it, he just had a movie that was released within the last 2 weeks. It's right directly to DVD. It's a sequel to the 2002 film Undercover Brother. It is simply called Undercover Cover 2. And this movie, he is the Undercover Brother in this film. It is just out now on your local, I guess, whatever stores you can actually find DVDs in or Blu-rays in. I'm sure you can find it on, it's streaming probably by now, it's streaming on Netflix. You could certainly go to Redbox and get it. So if you have a chance, go pick it up. You really like it. It's a good movie. But definitely look out for Michael Jai White, and definitely look at some of his back catalog. Not only does he do films, he's also on television. He was for years, he was on Arrow, the CW's television series about the comic book character Green Arrow. He was on that. He has been in a lot of things. He's one thing that I liked about the Urban Action Expo, which is something I pointed out, was that everybody that was in the building was a martial artist. I mean, these are people that could that could beat your ass before you even hit the floor, you know. But all these men and women, highly trained, but some of the sweetest, nicest people you'll ever meet in your life. But the thing I saw with a lot of the talents that were there, because he was not the only named talent there. Not only did you have him and the other four people that I named, but Fred the Hammer Williams was walking around. There was a 40th anniversary screening of The Warriors, and some of the actual Warriors that were in the movie were there celebrating the 40th anniversary release of the movie. But they were all walking around without bodyguards, without entourages, without handlers, just mixing and mingling with not only the people that were there for the expo, but people that were also there that are coming out to see movies. It was a beautiful thing, and that happens every single year in New York City. It's a shame that it only happens in New York City. But right now, that's where it is. That's where it stays at. But that happens every November, so put that on your calendar for next year, the Urban Action Expo. But in saying thank you to that one, we also have to say once again, and realistically speaking, I truly get tired of saying these things. Our condolences to family members for the shooting yesterday in California at another school. I honestly don't know what to say about this because it is just another broken record to me. I'm saying the same thing. We send our prayers and wishes, our condolences to the family, for the people that lost their lives, the people that are injured. And I don't know why this student, that I believe what it is, was a student that decided to come to school one day with a gun and shoot people that he went to school with for years. I don't know why. I'm reading here now that the gunman himself, it was a teenager, he died in the hospital today, right? He died around 3:30 this afternoon. Nathaniel Burhau. I don't know if I pronounced this correctly, but you know, he shot 5 students in 16 seconds rampage out in California, Southern California, on Thursday night at Saugus High School, and this gentleman died. This young boy died today in the hospital from gunshot wounds. But I don't know what the hell is going on with this world. I don't have any idea, any clue. It's just, like I said, to me, I feel like I was just like a broken record. Like every couple of months we're saying this to people, you know, we're sorry. We're saying that, you know, we send our prayers. We're saying that we send our condolences. You're in our, you know, and I think at some point we're tired of saying that one. That there has to be some kind of action about these school shootings. I don't know what you can do. I don't know what you can do. If someone out there has a suggestion, I'm sure that somebody in a position of power would be more than willing to hear it. Because this is more than just, you know, we need to show tough love or more discipline. And I don't know what to say. I honestly don't know what to say. But it's just, it's become goddamn ridiculous. That's what I want to say. I want to say that. It has become goddamn ridiculous. No. But unfortunately, this is the world that we live in right now, and somehow we have to cope and deal with this as a society. As I'm sitting here right now, big shout out to friends of show Melissa Hill, who has been giving. I must give Melissa Hill a lot of credit. She's been giving me some serious advice about what to do about my throat. She's basically just telling me I might as well just take a beehive and squeeze it and just have honey pour down my throat, honey and lemon juice. Melissa, I have been using some honey. The lemon juice is making my tongue a little tart, making my face pucker up like that. So, but I am trying. I am trying. Thank you for the well wishes and thank you for the advice. Believe me, I have been listening. You may not think I have, but I have. Because, see, look, I can talk, but you don't hear me coughing like you've done the last couple of times we spoke on the phone. I don't have that hack. So I am getting better. It's just trying to get better with the coldness, and it's just a mess. It's just a mess. But let's get to our show. And as I said, as I start, we're going to have a stripped-down show today. The only thing I can really think of that's of major importance. Oh, wait a minute. Before I get to the thing with the adult feel, let's get a little subject that I don't know how many of you saw this last night, but it certainly was a talk this morning on television, the football game between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cleveland Browns last night. Now, ordinarily, particularly with the Cleveland Browns, there's really not that much buzz or excitement about the team. I mean, because the Cleveland Browns over this last decade have been one of the worst, I'm not even going to say worst NFL teams. They've been one of the worst franchises in all of sports. But last night they were winning 21-7, and with 6 seconds left in the game, for whatever reason, a fight breaks out on the field. The Cleveland Browns player, Myles Garrett, went berserk last night, and not only, if you're familiar with football, then you understand the thing. Not only did he sack the quarterback after the play was over with, but for whatever reason, Myles Garrett decided that he got pissed at the Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph, and not only did he rip the guy's helmet off of his head, he then turned around and hit him in the head with the helmet and proceeded to start this brawl last night. Now, I was actually on the phone talking to a friend of mine, and that fight broke out, and I sat there with my mouth hanging out. Like, I couldn't believe this. I have been watching football a long, long time. And yes, there have been times where fights have broken out in the field. There's been times where players have been hit after the play has ended. They've taken cheap shots. They've taken, you know, low blows. I have never, in all the years I've seen football, seen a football player rip off someone's helmet and then hit him in the head with the helmet. Now, I've been looking at this all morning on ESPN. You know, all the ESPN shows were talking about this fight. And about now, this guy Myles Garrett, who by all acclaim has been not a stellar football player. He has had some rough in the past or penalties and things of that nature, but nothing to this extreme. But for whatever reason, this gentleman went berserk last night, and he was suspended today for the rest of the NFL season. Now, I believe the NFL season right now is in week 10, so he is suspended for at least the next 6 games. And also, if by some miracle the Cleveland Browns make the playoffs, he's suspended for the playoffs. And they said that it's going to cost this gentleman almost $1.14 million for what he's going to miss in game day checks because of the suspension. And I believe that's also including the penalties he's going to have to pay. Because I believe he also got hit with a $50,000 fine. You know, now for those that follow football, Cleveland is not having once again the greatest of years. Even though they was getting all this hype during the summertime, I mean they're only 4-6 with this victory last night. Now they do have a 5% chance of making the playoffs, and that's if they went out for the rest of the season. They would have to win in the next 6 games to even get a shot into the playoffs. But now, since this gentleman, Myles Garrett, from what I understand, is the captain, one of the captains of their defense, one of their stellar players, you've just cost the team a possible playoff appearance. So you messed yourself up. You've messed the team up. And for what? For a game that you were winning, all you had was 6 seconds left on the clock. That's it. Now, don't get me wrong. Mason Rudolph did, and the original hit, no, he didn't have anything to do with that. But when he got thrown to the ground, he did start a little pushing and shoving with Myles Garrett. But he did not try to rip off his face mask. He did not try to kick him in the groin. He didn't do any of that kind of stuff. This football player went berserk. And then not only did he get suspended, but 2 of the other Steeler players got suspended. And frankly, in my personal opinion, those 2 Steeler players, although they did jump into this thing, they don't deserve to be suspended at all. And Stephen A. Smith pointed this out to him. He said, listen, if you a law, let's just sit there and say you all out there, let's say you married or you have children, and you're a law-abiding citizen, you pay your taxes, you do everything right, and someone comes up and for whatever reason goes berserk and punches your wife or your husband or your kids in the mouth for no reason, you're not going to stand there and play and take the high road or turn the cheek. You're going to defend your family. And those were those two Steelers players that they were defending their quarterback, who just saw this other player clock their quarterback in the head with a football helmet. That means he used the helmet as a weapon to hit their quarterback in the head. Now, I'm sorry. At some point, the rules of decorum go out the window. You know, I believe all professional athletes, well, forget professional athletes, all athletes, and I used to be an athlete, we are all subjected to the opposing team possibly being a little extra with a hit or a blow because they are losing or they're getting the hell beat out of them. But that wasn't even the case. The person that was antagonizing was on the winning team. So what was his problem? And now he has to go before Roger Goodell sometime, probably next week, to explain his actions. Right? But to me, there's no actions. Nothing justifies you taking your helmet off and hitting the other player in the head with the helmet. Not your fist. Not your fist. Your helmet. Because, wait a minute, let me rephrase that. You took off this quarterback's helmet, which means now he is on the field with no helmet, and then you use the helmet against him. Now, people are saying, well, he hit him with the soft end, the softer end of the helmet. Let me explain something to you. I've had a football helmet on, right? The helmet is made of hard plastic. It is not soft by any definition. It is hard. The only difference is that he did not hit him with the crown. He kind of sort of hit him with the base of the neck part of the helmet. If he would have turned the helmet over and hit him with the crown of the helmet, what happens if you would have hit that guy in the head and you cracked his skull? You know, you busted his head open on national television. That game was nasty televised. As far as I'm concerned, this suspension for this guy is not enough. Is not enough. 6 games? No. A year? Nah. Nah. But I would say 12 games. 6 games this year and 6 games next year. Let him sit out. Well, then I guess that really would be a year. Let him sit out. You know? And once and also this, now if you're the Cleveland Browns, what do you do? Do you keep him on as a player or do you cut him? Because if any of you out there watch football, then you know that the Cleveland Browns and Pittsburgh Steelers play twice a year. Now they played, last night was their first time this year, and it was in Cleveland. Do you not think the Steelers are going to feel some kind of way when Cleveland comes into Pittsburgh in a couple of weeks? I think the game is in December, early December. Do you not think the Steelers are going to feel some kind of way toward the Cleveland Browns, even though this gentleman is not playing? But do you think they're not going to have some extra incentive to really go after the Browns, to embarrass them? Yeah. Yeah. That's really going to happen. Like I said, I don't know what this guy's problem was last night. You were winning. All you had to do was another 6 seconds, and the game would have been over, and you could have went home. Could have went home with a victory, a hard-fought or earned victory, and been done. But no, you wanted to go ballistic last night. So now look at you. Now look at you. You know. But besides that, nothing, as I said, nothing really has gone on in the world of the adult movie business this last week until yesterday when it came out, which now this has severe ramifications for the industry, is that the website Pornhub, the website that has been illegally jacking folks' porn for years, and then they have the nerve to have an award to give you an award for best performer. We mean, so I'm awarded best female artist, best male artist of the year from you guys, although you didn't pay for the material, you stole it. Okay. But it came out yesterday that Pornhub's carrier of payment, PayPal, has decided to stop associating with Pornhub anymore. Nothing. So what happens is that all the talents that were expecting a payment from Pornhub are now left in limbo. They are now left in limbo. Now, part of the problem with the adult movie business is that, and this is a stigma, and it's just wrong. But a lot of companies feel, let me rephrase this. A lot of companies out there have no love for the adult movie business at all. None. And what they do it in the worst way. They try to hit you in the pocketbook in some kind of way. As of right now, PayPal is not the only company that has decided to stop doing work because a foster law was passed in 2018, which was supposedly used to curb sex trafficking online, both online and in the real world. But because of this, there's a lot of companies out here, like financial institutions, that no longer are working with the adult people in the adult business, and this includes Google Wallet, Venmo, Amazon Payments. You can't even use the Amazon gift card to send an adult performer a payment. And then banking institutions such as Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citibank, and many, many others. I know many people, they even have problems with, I believe it's called Green Dot, now PayPal. All these do not want the traffic that comes from the adult movie business because they're under the misguidedness that everything in the adult movie business deals with sex trafficking, and it doesn't. It doesn't. I'm not going to sit here and blow sunshine up everybody's butt and tell you that does not exist in this business because everything exists. Everything does exist, you know. But what the industry does is that even with the idea of sex, it's still a business. And all these banks, institutions I have, if it came from, now, this is not confirmed, but I'm sure there are members of Citibank or Chase Manhattan that are drug dealers, and they're still allowed to use the bank to launder money, organized crime, still allowed to have a checking account, still allowed to, get CDs, have a box. I'm sure there's quite a few that do that. But that you don't stomp out. But you want to stomp out sex trafficking. You want to stomp out the movie business. The adult movie business. And me, I look at, like, at some point, you are going to have a company that, instead of just automatically assuming something, that's going to say, wait, we need to talk to the members of the adult movie business, the people that run it, and start asking some questions. Start asking some questions and start trying to find some kind of medium. Because let me explain this, and let me be very, very clear. The men and women that make up the adult movie business, all they are doing is going to work. That's it. They're going to work. The same way as you get up every morning to get up to go to work, whether you work at a McDonald's, you work in a bank, you work in a hospital, you're a lawyer, you're a truck driver, you're a dog walker, whatever your job is, the same thing. So all it is work. Just that their work is a little more detailed. That's really it. It's a fun job to have, I agree. but it's still a job. And so long as you have these men and women that are getting up, going to work, paying their taxes, taking care of their children, taking care of their households, taking care of themselves, then you don't really have the right to sit there and say, oh, because you work in a specialized field, that means that you're involved in some sort of criminal activity. So because of that, we're not going to let you have the ability to keep your money to save it. We're not going to deny you the ability to even earn your money. And from what I have read over the years, some of these banks, when they start finding out who the person is, they go and they freeze their funds. So now think about if you're in the business and you have a family and it's you know, first of the month, you're ready to pay your bills, and all your bills are coming back and they're bouncing, all your checks are coming back bouncing. It's not because of the fact that you don't have the money, because you do. It's the fact that because of this bank seems to feel that what you're doing is either illegal or immoral, and they feel they have the right to withhold your money. Yeah, that's kind of wrong. That's kind of wrong. The people, once again, the men and women in the business work hard for their money. They work hard for their money. Right? The same way as that, as you get up and you go to your job and you work hard for your money, they work hard for their money. Right? And there are all kinds of legitimate businesses that do shady business. I mean, you're always seeing it. You know, so-and-so company is being hit with a $200 million penalty for this. So-and-so was doing this. You know, you got they're accused of wire fraud, or they're accused of money laundering, they're accused of God knows what. But when these instances, and not to sound political, but our president, our so-called president, if you want to call him that, he has been accused of many things. I don't see not one single bank withholding his funds. I don't see it. I've never heard it. So what makes him any different? And this gentleman has been accused of serious crimes. If I'm not mistaken, he has also declared for bankruptcy twice. But yet and still, banks kept lending him money anyway, basically because of his name. I don't want to get political. I don't want to get political tonight. I really truly don't. Because this is not the time and place to get political. That'll be next November when it's time to vote. Then we'll get political. But for right now, it's just, you know, I mean, I really look at it as that this is another way to stomp out pornography. You know. But the adult movie business is more than pornography. It's also women that go on webcam shows. You know, it could be people that have a sexuated business, such as you're a stripper or you're a masseuse. It's not just that. You're trying to stamp out all type of sex-related jobs. That's what you're trying to stamp out. And you just can't do that. You can't sit there and tell somebody because you feel that it's immoral that this person decides to do this, and I'm only saying that this person decides to do this freely and willfully. It's not up to you to decide what's moral and what's immoral. Not to you one bit. Get off your high horse. Get off your high horse. And that's all I'm going to say about that subject. But I think that should be a T-shirt saying "Get off your high horse." Because it's just wrong. What I'm gonna do right now, I'm gonna take a quick break. Let me go, as Ms. Hill said, go pour some honey down my throat, coat it a little bit, you know, give it a little bit of. I'm gonna take a couple of phone calls, and then we're gonna wrap the show up early. So anybody wants to talk, please hit 646-595-4038, and please hit the number 1 so that I see that you do wish to talk. So it kind of sort of like puts your hand up on my board, and we'll bring you on the line, and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. I'm also thinking about it. I'm over the Christmas. We are going off the air on a short break during Thanksgiving. We're going to be off for the week of Thanksgiving. So there will not be a brand new show. However, I am contemplating putting on a repeat show. I've been hitting, as all you know that listened to the show, 2 weeks ago we brought on male talent McConaughey to talk about the incident that happened during the Exotica that happened in New Jersey at the end of October. Well, over this last 2 weeks since the episode aired, I have gotten so many people that said, you know, I only heard part of the show, So what I'm thinking of, rebroadcasting that particular show during Thanksgiving. We'll put it up as far as promotion, saying we're going to rebroadcast that show that night, that Friday night, so that anybody that did not hear the show, and I must say thank you to everybody that did tune into that show that night. It was really awesome to see the level of people that were tuning in to hear what this gentleman had to say, and also maybe perhaps not to judge him, but not to judge him without hearing his side of the story. I know our phone lines were crazy, our chat room was crazy, and the social media was crazy that night. But I am contemplating rebroadcasting that show so that everybody that says that they, like I said, I keep getting messages saying that I didn't hear the show because I was had to work or something came up. But I'm thinking about rebranding, doing the show, so now everybody will get the chance to hear the show. Because it is an important show, and there was a lot of things that happened that night that everyone in this business needs to be aware of, and such things as why we require this particular type of testing and the consequences that come when you don't do it. Because this gentleman is going through some consequences right now because of this. So that's what I'm considering doing on Thanksgiving, Friday at Thanksgiving, when you're all, you know, when you're all having your Thanksgiving not out of turkey, pumpkin pie, sweet potato pie, mashed potatoes, candy yams, ham, chicken, or whatever whatever y'all indulge in, whatever your Thanksgiving treat is. I'm gonna tell you mine. Now my family's been cooking Thanksgiving dinner for years, and we have all, I guess you would say, the normal stuff, you know, ham and cheese, turkey, greens, all stuff. But my mom, a couple of years ago, she found this dish online as dessert. It's, oh my God, it's called Death by Chocolate. It has got to be, to me, the greatest dessert ever made. It's like, now, I don't want the ham or the turkey. All I want is the Death by Chocolate. If you make Death by Chocolate and you invite me to your house and you have Death by Chocolate, I'm going to love you forever. It's not a hard dish to make. It's just a little bit of patience. But, oh, my God, it is just so good. Please, go on the Internet and find out how do you make Death by Chocolate and make it yourself. And thank me later. Your thighs may hate you, but your lips will thank you. excuse me. Like I said, your thighs may hate you, but your lips will thank you, and I mean that. But let's play a little music. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll come right back, and we'll proceed to start wrapping the show up for tonight. I'm trying to find something to play. I've been trying to program a little more modern music into the thing, you know. All right, let's just play the same. Let's go play Cardi B. And, don't you hate that when you're looking for something, you can't find it, and then when you don't look for it, you can find it. All right. Where's she at? Okay. All right. We'll be right back. Cardi B, Hot Sugar T. We'll be right back. Fitting since I said I like Death by Chocolate, play this song.
I like stunning, I like shining. signing. I like $1 million deals with my pen. Bitch, I'm signing. I like those Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks. I like going to the jeweler. I put rocks all in my watch. I like sexes from my exes when they want a second chance. I like proving niggas wrong. I do what they say I can't. They call me Cardi, Cardi, banging body, spicy mommy, hot tamale, hotter than a Somali. Berg, go, Rari, hop up the stoop, jump in the coop. Big dip on top of the roof. Flexing on bitches as hard as I can. Eating halal, driving a lamb. So that bitch, I'm sorry though. Got my coins like Mario. Yeah, they call me Cardi B. I run this shit like cardio. Diamond district in the chain. Certified, you know I'm gang, 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 gang. Drive to stop and blow the brand. Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name?
Chambean pero no jalan.
Hola.
Tú compras todas las Yolambo, a mí me las regalan. I spend in the club, what you have in the bank. This is the new religion bank, el latino gang. Está toda servieta, pero es que en el closet tengo mucha grasa. Ya mudé la Gucci pa' dentro de casa. Cabrón, a ti no te conocen ni en plaza. El diablo me llama pero Jesucristo me abraza. Guerrero como Eddie, que viva la raza. Me gustan boricua, me gustan cubana. Me gusta el acento de la colombiana. Como me ve el culo la dominicana. Lo rico que me chinga la venezolana. Andamos activos, perico, pim, pim. Billetes de 100 en el maletín. Que retumbe el bajo, Bobby Valentín. Yeah. Aquí prohibido mal, dile charitín. Que perpico le tengo claritín. Yo llego a la disco y se forma el motín.
Certified, you know I'm gang, 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 gang. Drop the top and blow the brand. Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name? I need the dollars to just beat it up like pinata. Turn the drops, close the curtains. Bad bitch, make a nerve.
Como Celia Cruz, tengo el azúcar. Que va medio y se fue de pecho como Ginny Luca. Te vamos a tumbar la peluca y arranca pa'l carajo, cabrón, que a ti no te va a pasar la boca. Mi tele y Valenciaga me reciben en la entrada. Pa 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 para, sí, like I'm Lady Gaga. Y no te me hagas, que en cover de vivo tú has visto mi cara. No salgo de tu mente, donde quiera que viajes, has escuchado mi gente. Ya no soy high, soy como el testa rosa. Soy el que se la vive y también el que la goza. Goza, goza, es la cosa, mami, es la cosa. El que mira sufre y el que toca goza.
I said I like it like that.
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 Diamond district in the chain. Certified, you know I'm gang. Drop the top and blow the brand. Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name?
Okay, that was some classic, I guess you can say that now, classic Cardi B, but I like it. I love that song, even to this day. You know, the Cardi B's album came out almost a year, over almost 2 years ago, and people are still rocking out to it. So big shout out to Cardi B. Shout out to our boy Jay White, who produced that album. We're looking forward to album number two from Cardi. Hopefully it comes pretty soon. Before we get to the phone calls, I do want something else that caught my attention, and I wasn't really sure if I wanted to say anything about this, but I think it's kind of, because I don't know if it's be considered sick or what, but I was on the website the other day, and someone found a video by this girl named Andy Rye, who is now known as Zoe Spark, where she's talking about, and she's basically talking about how she feels it's okay if you're dog starts licking your private areas that you should be okay with, that she's okay with. Let me explain something to you, honey. No, that is not okay. That is not okay by a long shot. It's one thing to have a dog licking your fingers, licking your hand, you know, because you could have something on your fingers or your hand that the dog is attracted to, and the dog would just start licking. Like, I've been around many dogs, and even the dog licking my hand, it's kind of sort of way of the dog saying, no, I think you're all right, you know, you're safe, you're whatever. It's just being dog being friendly. A dog licking your vagina, no, that's not really saying. It's so many different levels to her statements. And let me also give her benefit out. The statement was from 2 years ago, 2 years, 2017. But even still, now Zoe Spark is certainly not. She is a young girl, but she's not that young. She's now if a little girl or little boy said that, if you would say like they're 6, 7 years old and they don't know any better, maybe you could sit there and say that. But she's clearly in her mid-20s, maybe early 30s. No, honey, no. It is not okay for a dog to lick your vagina. It is not. Yeah, you're almost 30. No. No. And you're represented by Next Level Talent Agency. No. It is not okay for a dog to do that. And more importantly, because the dog doesn't know any better, it's not okay for you to just let the dog do it. I've been thinking about this for the last 2 days. I'm like, I can't say, you know, was she drunk when she said it? It doesn't look like she was drunk. It doesn't look like she was high. It doesn't look like she was anything. I think she was totally serious about it. I don't know this woman, Zoe Spark, but I know many people in the business have dogs. And I would not trust you around my dog. Like, when I'm going to wake up in the night and you're going to be dry humping the dog? You know, or you're going to let the dog dry hump you? No, honey, no, no. No, it's one of those statements where you should have just not have said nothing. Shouldn't have said anything. If that's what goes on in your brain, then you need help. Like, quickly. Quickly. Because there is just something really wrong with you. And I don't know. So the question is asked, should this person be in the adult industry? I don't know. I do not know. I don't know. But I see that since this video surfaced, I don't know why it's surfacing now 2 years later, that she has not said anything about that to defend her statement or clarify her statement. It's just, I'm sorry, it's just wrong. It's possibly sick. It's possibly crazy. And possibly might need some help. Possibly. But, you know, the article is available on the website of Mike South. You can all read it. And he also had posted the link to the actual video where she's actually saying this, which was from 2 years ago. So take a listen and judge for yourself. I got my opinion, and she don't want to know my opinion. I think she's has some kind of serious problem. Because there's something really wrong with that. You know, were you using the dog's tongue as a Hitachi? I mean, like, really? Is that what you're doing? No. But let's take a few phone calls out there. I see our faithful listener, Joseph Tanner, is there. Let me bring Joseph on really fast. Hello, Joseph.
Hello, Ralph.
Yeah.
Hello, Ralph. I'm sorry you and India, my beloved India, ain't feeling well. Hoping you get well again. I was just listening to what you just said about this crazy woman and her dog licking her vagina. I mean, that's so fucking weird.
It's not even funny. It's really sick, you know.
I'm laughing because it sounds sick and weird, but
extremely.
She couldn't find a man to lick her pussy for her. She just had to give the dog the toe.
I don't know. I saw it. I was like, oh my God. Pardon me. Like, oh my God, that's just wrong on so many levels. There's so many levels to say that it's wrong, but it's really, really wrong. You know.
Well, whatever happens, let's hope she gets some help or sees a psychiatrist. I would continue the topic I was talking to you all on Real Talk, but being that you're sick and you only have a few minutes left, I'll save that for Monday with you and the Jedi Council.
What were we talking about?
Whether or not if horror movies are cursed and or coincidence concerning the topics, like the certain famous horror films like The Exorcist to all the way to The Poltergeist. There were three others they mentioned. The Twilight Zone, in which one of the actors doing the first episode where he gets thrown in a time warp to World War II in Nazi Germany, then chased by the Ku Klux Klan, who think of him as, I'm not going to say the N-word, so I'll just leave you to figure that, because you all suffered enough with that word. Also the scene where he ended up in Vietnam and some accident occurred with a helicopter between the actor and some what appeared to be Vietnam children to what happened.
Oh yeah, Vic Morrow. That's who that guy was, Vic Morrow. Yeah, he died. It was a tragic helicopter accident that killed him. I remember
that
on the movie.
They also mentioned something happening to Janet Leigh's psycho stand-in at the hands of a psychotic fan. Don't know if you heard of that or heard of some similar to the one with Rebecca Schaefer and her psychotic friend who just came up and shot her. But it's this one's kind of the same, but only she got stabbed, and the same thing happening to John Lennon at some hotel where they said they were either filming the movie Rosemary's Baby or John Lennon was staying there. I don't know that. And also the incident on the set of that movie with Brandon Lee, son of Bruce Lee, The Crow. Of a rock star who him and his girlfriend were murdered on, and I didn't even know this event occurred until I saw it on History Channel's The Haunted History of Halloween. They called it Devil's Night in Detroit, where certain out-of-control fires are set. I don't know if you know, heard of that, but I didn't even know the fire or incidents in Detroit concerning out-of-control fires, whether or not they were arson, an act of arson, or accidental. I mean, I know about fires elsewhere, including the Chicago fire, but and the one that's occurring in that has happened in Los Angeles, which if India was there visiting there, I hope she wasn't in the middle of that fire.
No, she wasn't. She was in Atlanta.
Thank goodness, because I hate to think. Thank goodness, I hate to think what would happen if she was. Anyway. Those were basically the other topics I was going to mention. That and also continue the topic of the Poltergeist movie.
Mm-hmm.
Other than the skeletons, the real-life skeletons, you already know. Talk about the fact that the three of its cast members' lives were ended so tragically, one violently. I don't know if you know this actress' name. She played the oldest daughter.
She passed away. I think she passed away after the film of the second movie.
No. But she didn't really pass away. They said she was murdered by her boyfriend. I still can't remember her name, but they said she was murdered by her boyfriend. This guy who I believe was a Native American spiritual guy tried to do an ethnic cleansing on the set of the sequel. Unfortunately, that didn't quite do very good because his life ended.
We can talk about that on Monday. We'll discuss that on Monday.
And the girl who played Caroline.
Yeah, that was sad. She was a cute little girl. That actually was sad.
I'll leave that for Monday.
We'll talk about that if
you're well again. If not, and you
we'll be on Monday. We will be on Monday.
But I'm just saying, if you're still not well by that time, if you need to take a longer break,
we'll be on Monday. We will be on Monday.
No problem. You and India get well, and hopefully, before you get off for Thanksgiving, hear you all one more time next Friday.
All right. That's all fine.
Get well soon.
All right. Thank you. We'll talk on Monday.
You're welcome.
We'll talk on Monday.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening. Like I said, I'm sorry we're going to cut the show a little short today. We're live every Friday. And as I said, at the next Friday, we will be live. But then after that one, we are taking the week of Thanksgiving off. So after the 22nd, our next show will not be until December the 6th will be our next live show. We'll let you know what's going on with that one. But like I said, make sure you tune in every Friday night to Hot Sugar Tea. On behalf of myself and India Rell, thank you all for listening. And we will talk to you all next Friday. I'm about to go hit this NyQuil up and go to bed so I can kill this cough and be healthy again, because that's really, really needed. Really, really needed. You know. So thank you, and talk to you later.
Hi, I'm AJ.
And I'm Jeanette.
And we're the Shy Twins. You've just listened to Hot Sugar Tea.
Tune in next week.